Hello, listeners. I'm joined today by Cara O'Neill, our Languages Pedagogy Leader, and Bree Lyle, our English Pedagogy Leader. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's great to have a teacher-led podcast this week. And in the beginning of the term, I wrote a newsletter piece which talked about our new PLT initiative. So, Bree, tell us, what is a PLT?
Well, PLT stands for Professional Learning Team, and we've been running these here at Loreto now since term two. So, yeah, staff have been really enjoying this opportunity to meet with each other and share pedagogy.
Fantastic. So, Cara, tell us about your PLT. You lead the Languages PLT.
Yes, we've been really enjoying our sessions every fortnight, getting together, talking about language matters, what excites us, what motivates us about language learning, and trying to develop different ways in order to reach our students. So we've been working through a range of teaching sprints or learning sprints, and we've really enjoyed our time talking about curriculum and talking about methodology in languages.
Fantastic. So you talked a little bit about sprint there. Bree, what's this idea of a sprint?
Well, it's a short burst of trying something new in the classroom, coming together, doing some professional learning, and then going away for 2 weeks and seeing if teachers can make some changes based on that new understanding in their classrooms.
Okay, so Cara, what do you do? Do you read research? How does it work?
We get together each week, every fortnight, and talk about the fortnight that has been and what went well on a particular sprint. And then we look at a new teaching sprint and we read a small piece of research first, like a bite-sized piece, and we discuss that. And then we talk about the possible strategies we could use in our classroom and we nut out some ideas of what that could actually look like. So I guess you're getting the research and you're trying to find some ways to put that into practice.
Excellent. So Bree, tell me, what's one sprint you've done in the English department that's been a success?
Well, we've focused on looking at the way that we provide feedback to students in the English department. And look, this was a sprint that all staff in the PLT were just so enthusiastic about. We were really looking at the research and we were thinking, well, how can we do this better? How can we perhaps be more effective to build our students' efficacy, their independence with their learning, and also to think about, you know, the best use of staff time as well. Yeah.
Fantastic. Cara, what about you?
Well, a recent sprint we did was one on rehearsal and memorisation. And as language teachers, we're very passionate about improving working memory and students engaging with vocabulary and concepts and trying to do that in engaging and interesting ways. So using a range of songs, mnemonics and other strategies to help students really remember their languages that they're learning. And of course, once you know your words a bit better, obviously that really helps engage you and excite you about it. So we're finding that worked really well and something we're continuing to do.
Great. So, Bree, would you agree that students might have noticed that we've been operating in these PLTs?
Well, perhaps. Particularly I'm thinking maybe the think time, wait time that I think most PLTs started off with maybe they have noticed teachers perhaps pausing a bit more, waiting for that question to sink in and other learners putting up their hands as well. It's sort of a bit of a hard question to answer. I know that staff are really enthusiastic and I'm sure it is making a huge impact, but I don't know if students are always, noticing.
What does the research tell us about think time, wait time in that particular one?
I think that it shows that by teachers simply, you know, posing a question to students and giving all students time to really consider that question, that the quality of the responses is significantly higher, and also, very importantly too, that more students in the class are willing to have a go at responding to that teacher question. as opposed to just a couple. And I think that that's really important too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I could definitely vouch for the fact that my economics students are now getting a little bit more think time, wait time. I love that piece of research which says, as teachers, we don't wait long enough. Yes. We tend to pose questions and wait for the answer, but only give a very short amount of time. So I think we're definitely improving all of our practice by doing that. The final thing I just wanted to chat to is this idea that with our professional learning teams, we are improving the well-being of our teachers. And there was some recent data which was seen which proved this link, this positive link. So I'm interested from both of you, why do you think these PLTs are contributing positively to our staff wellbeing? Start with you, Carl.
The staff in my department are really enjoying that regular time where it's just about the work we do in the classroom, the quality of our lessons. There's no interruptions. It's that dedicated time. And it's just having those professional conversations and having the time to do it. And I don't know, I guess for me it's seeing the passion, it kind of reignites your own passion and your love of teaching and learning. And when you speak to colleagues who are like-minded about that, it's building a really nice environment. And I think really enjoying coming back every fortnight and talking more about that strategy and other ways that we can do things better.
Excellent. Bree?
Look, I agree with everything that Cara has just said. And I suppose that collegiality that I see in the English PLT every fortnight, I think it's certainly building that collective efficacy within the department, that teachers are very much wanting to come together and to share ideas and share experiences. And I think, you know, we come back that next fortnight and we're sharing what went well when we were trialling that new pedagogy in the classroom, but we're also being honest and saying, hey, look, you know, this didn't go so well, and we're getting feedback from our colleagues about how they went as well. So I think it's a very, you know, it's a lovely environment to come to once a fortnight to spend that time with your colleagues, and it's just so productive.
Completely agree. Well, thank you both so much for joining us on the podcast today.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.